Mr. Precious Metals joins us today, Roger Peterson. And what's the deal with the comic books, Roger?
Well, these days it seems like the precious metal market is up, and collectibles are up also. And comic books are one of those collectibles that seem to be just soaring right now. And like I say about precious metals, nothing stays up forever, nothing stays down forever. And this is the chance for people that have comic books buried away and don't remember looking at them for X number of years. This is a time to bring them out and find out what they're worth, and maybe sell them if you're not caring about them much anymore.
Check your attic.
Yes, attics, basements. We even have people saying that they found a box out in their garage that they hadn't looked at for years.
So you see some of those folks.
Oh, we do see some, and it's nice. Usually they bring them in, but for large collections, I'm willing to travel.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's not uncommon for people to have maybe so many that they don't feel comfortable just bringing them in all at once. So I'm happy to make appointments and travel to see them if they've got an extensive collection.
How good a shape do they have to be in?
Well, if they're recent, what we call modern comics, maybe in the last 20, 30 years, they need to be in fairly nice shape. They can't be all moldy, et cetera, but if they're from the 40s, 50s, or even some of the 1960s books, even if they don't look nice, they sometimes have good value. Especially the early Spider-Man comics, Fantastic Four, Superman, Batman, you know, your name players, your name superheroes will definitely have good value. And the funny thing is that Archie Comics, which had no value for, I don't know, a lot of years, is starting to make a little bit of a comeback for the 1960s, 70s books also.
What's a comic that would be of value right now?
Well, as an example, first appearance of Spider-Man can be worth several thousand dollars. Even the early 1960s books after his first appearance, $10, $15, $20, $30 a piece, in super nice shape. If somebody just maybe read it once and put it away, hundreds of dollars a piece for the early 60s Spider-Man books. The movies have really brought out a lot of the collectability in the old books. Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Superman, Batman from the 50s, 40s. Grandpa's old comic books. It's amazing what the collectability of these are now, and we're looking to buy. We have the money to spend, and it's helping out a lot of people.
So somebody finds some, Roger, should they just bring them over or give you a call?
Either one. I'm always there Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays all day. If they want to call, I can make an appointment and come in another, maybe a Wednesday or a Friday, even Saturdays. I'm happy to come in, make an appointment, and I'll take a look at everything they have, certainly.
So we're getting close to the holidays. You starting to see that kind of shopping coming up?
We are. We're already getting some people putting things on layaway for Christmas, as well as buying some of the Christmas silver rounds that we just got in stock, and we also have the proof sets for this year that a lot of the grandparents or parents give their kids for their birth year. It's always busy at Christmas time at the Collector Zone and Peterson Jewelers.
And you have a lot of unique items too, don't you?
We do. For the jewelry, we make a lot of our own items, a lot of one of a kind that you don't see anywhere else. which is why they shop with us. Plus, if you need something fixed, we have on-site jewelers. As a matter of fact, we're the only on-site jewelry store in Jackson with three goldsmiths.
They'll fix you up in a hurry over there. Roger, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for the call. You guys have a great day, and stay safe.
Roger Peterson, Peterson Jewelers, and the Collector Zone, a lot of collectibles over there, cards and comics. They have some NASCAR, those sorts of items, and, of course, all your jewelry needs at Peterson's.